This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. T-minus 4 hours, 48 minutes, and counting. We're still proceeding satisfactorily with our Apollo 12 countdown at this time. At this point, we're in the midst of the liquid hydrogen fuel loading of the second stage of the Saturn V launch vehicle. And we have about 51% of the liquid hydrogen supply now aboard. We've already loaded all three stages with liquid oxygen for the flight. And the final phase of propellant loading is in progress. That is bringing the hydrogen fuel aboard first, the second stage, then the S4B, the third stage of the Saturn V vehicle. All has been going well in the propellant loading. This is a major highlight of the final portion of the countdown, and it lasts some 4.5 hours as we bring more than 750,000 gallons of the so-called cryogenic propellants, that is the oxygen and hydrogen, aboard the vehicle. The hydrogen, in order to maintain hydrogen in a liquid state, must be kept at a temperature of below 423 degrees below zero. We're bringing it in at this temperature rate at this time, and all going well with our countdown. We have one more built-in hold in the count. It will be of 1 hour duration and will occur at the 3 hour and 30 minute mark in the count. We're still aiming toward our planned liftoff of 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The prime crew for the Apollo 12 mission, astronauts Pete Conrad, Dick Gordon, and Alan Bean, still should be asleep in their crew quarters at the Kennedy Space Center at this time. We expect to alert the flight crew, that is, awaken them about 30 minutes from this time, when they'll start their preparations for the launch and will actually become a part of our overall countdown in the activities that will lead up to the liftoff of the Saturn V space vehicle, now planned for 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our weather conditions appear to be acceptable for a launch attempt this morning. The forecast at this time for launch time gives us winds from the west at 15 to 20 knots at the 60-foot level. There's a 30% possibility of light showers. We expect a ceiling in the launch area of about 10,000 feet, which should be acceptable for launch. All still going well at this time. We had one minor problem in the countdown thus far since we picked it up at 1:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning. It concerned a printed circuit card located in the mobile launcher base at the launch pad. We had a difficulty with one of these printed circuit cards. We sent several crewmen into the pad about an hour ago. They replaced the card, and we are now operating satisfactorily. This card is associated with ground support techniques used to interrogate the flight control system in the instrument unit of the Saturn V. It's strictly used for test purposes and is not a part of the onboard flight equipment. The printed circuit card was changed. We checked it out. The crewman returned from the pad, and the minor difficulty, was corrected. Our countdown still proceeding, 4 hours, 44 minutes, 42 seconds, and counting. This is Launch Control.